the lost bet. I told my 9-year-old that for general success in life, it's important to develop 3 languages. The mother tongue, which in his case is Hindustani, as it is mine as well, and the other tongue, which in the case of every Indian wanting an education, is English. The third desirable language is the language of the region. If he is in Andhra Pradesh, he should learn Telugu. He should be able to learn his Hindustani so that it encompasses Persianized Urdu at one end and Sanskritized Hindi at the other. This will give him an adequate socio-cultural background. And to attain this, he should gradually and patiently grow out of standard newspapers and magazines to read literature in Urdu and Hindi. For socio-economic advancement, he should strive to attain and above the average command of English. Since it's not his mother tongue, he should learn how to speak it as well as how to write it. With due respect to his teachers, he should learn the crude form of English at school and then polish it himself outside. This is because English has never been taught the right way, and that has a history of more than 200 years. Languages that enter through the ear come out through the mouth, and languages that enter through the eye come out through the hand. But they have been trying to push English through the eye in the hope that it will come out through the mouth. It never will. He learnt his mother tongue through the ear when he did not even know he was doing it. Therefore, he should listen to more and more good English. And in the modern era of technological development and scientific advancement, when the world has shrunk further, it's possible to listen to good English through the audio visual media, radio and television. It's better if he chooses British English because knowingly or unknowingly, the AIR, that is All India Radio, and the Doordarshan, that's the TV, are nearer to standard British English of the BBC than to any other variety like the general American or the Australian English. It's more profitable to aim at standard British English and finish above the general Indian rather than to make the general Indian the target and end up with the substandard regional accent. It does require more time and effort, but He should consciously and constantly devote himself to the task and take it more as a hobby than as an assignment. And lastly, he should pick the other tongue as he did his mother tongue, that is, without the help of the other. When I finished, he asked me the meaning of to bet. I had absolutely no room to use the mother tongue, and the other tongue in the dictionary says to bet is to wager. I think I lost the bet.